Greetings, everybody. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer from upstate New York, checking in with here from the farm. I know it's been a couple of days since I did a post, but I'm getting the food in the ground, and it's not too late. So we're going to just a few quick words here. I'm going to do another update later on. Number one, haven't been to Walmart in a while, thank God, and I heard there's a guard at the door ordering everybody to wear a mask when they go in the store. I would be boycotting Walmart and looking for a local place that allows the choice to be left up to the customer. Apparently at Lowe's Home Improvement Center, you have to have an escort meet you at the door. An employee, every person that goes in, apparently, from what I hear, I didn't go there, but this is the report I've got, reliable source. An escort, you got to have an escort to walk around Lowe's. I heard once you get into the Walmart, everybody's disregarding the, you know, the one way to this, and they're doing their thing, which they should. Nobody should be an obedient minion. Sit down, give me your paw, roll over, play dead, wear a mask. So I'm urging to, there's no pandemic, okay? I knew there was no pandemic when I got calls from two people in the early stages, right at the peak when the hype was, fear was hyped, and everybody was dying, and ventilators and toilet paper. And I had two people that I know personally call me and tell me, yeah, I just got it, and I got over it in a couple of days. Had a little runny nose, cough, and no big deal. I was kind of tired. It was a sleepy thing. Jeez, South, take a nap, eat ice cream, and watch reruns of I Dream of Jeannie for a week. Doesn't sound too bad of a deal to me. Not to shut down the country and destroy everybody's life. It's absurd. So I'm urging people, boycott the stores that force people to wear a mask and support the local stores that leave it up to the customer. Which ones? Dollar General. God bless Dollar General. Haven't been a big Dollar General fan because they're usurping and supplanting, is that the right word? Taking over where locally owned businesses used to be, where you have a small mom-and-pop general grocery store and maybe a hardware store or whatever. Those are all closing down, and now Dollar General gets all the money. That's a multinational corporation, and the money goes out of the country, except for the little bit that gets paid to the employees that work there. God bless them. They're awesome people. Dollar General leaves it up to the customer. You can go in with a mask, without a mask, no biggie. It's up to you. There are small grocery stores and some medium-sized ones, too, that leave it up to the customer. Look around, okay? Go out to the smaller outlying areas out in the country, so you got to drive 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Hey, maybe you're going to go camping or go out to the park anyway. Take a nice drive out to Amish country. Go support the Amish. They're not wearing any idiot masks, and not a one of them ever has the coronavirus. And tons of people come out there with and without masks. There's no pandemic. I knew there wasn't when I got a call from my two close people that said they got over it, in and out, bye-bye. So there's not, if this was a real pandemic, I would be talking a different tune. I'm not a careless, reckless person. I'm one of the healthiest people there is. Why? Eat simple, organic, cheap, basic foods. Read the ingredients. If it doesn't grow in your garden, don't eat it. Look at the ingredients on your bread. Bread is a focal point. It's almost like a strike point for the chemical attack against the people. Read the ingredients. Sodium, aluminum, phosphate. Great. That's what you want to eat, more aluminum. Aluminum is the leading cause of Alzheimer's. So can you see the cycle? The chemical corporations make the chemicals that go into the food. And then when you get sick, they make the same chemicals that go in the meds that the doctor's going to tell you to take to get you better. So start early on in your health. Get yourself squared away on a natural diet. And as much as you can, look, obviously nothing's pure and perfect. But you cut out 90% of the crap and you will be 90% healthier. Direct correlation. Not too late to get your plants in the ground. Even if you have a city apartment, you got a little terrace or a community garden out back. Obviously, if you're out in the country, you know what to do. You've got a little more room to work with. But I know a lot of people don't have that. You know, they just don't have a lot of room. It doesn't take a lot of room. Get some buckets, drill holes in the bottom. You can get the buckets at the donut shop. They have empties for free usually. Check the bakery section at Tops, Wegmans, wherever you're shopping. Preferably not Walmart. And put some dirt in there, some fluffy, and get your plants going. Get them out there so you have some food source coming in at the end of the year. It'll save you a bunch of money. Might be a really essential security blanket if the food supply runs short. Again, it seems to be bouncing back a little bit. All it's going to take is a dry summer, and that could put a dent in next year's crop, meaning you're going to want to have some of your own food next year and not be, you know, going to the store and finding out that you can only buy two cans of beans or two cans of peas at any time. That was Wegmans, one of the biggest stores in the country, the biggest chain here in the East. And they were rationing cans of beans. Now, that's pretty kind of, if that doesn't concern you, it should. So get your, it's not too late to go to the nursery, get some little starter plants, stick them in a bucket full of dirt. Don't overwater them, but keep them moist. And too much water can be worse than not enough water. Occasionally, the roots like to dry out, and then they go seeking. Don't let them get like the Sahara Desert, all crusty and wilty, weeping down. But if you let that soil dry out where it's kind of crusty on top, that's good. There's still moisture underneath, and it's those lower roots that want to breathe. You may, if you have a really hard plastic bucket, want to drill some holes in the side so it can breathe, get some drainage in from the sides. And once again, you know, can go to the nursery and ask them if they have some empty buckets. And you can do a little bucket garden on a terrace, on a balcony, in a high-rise apartment building. You go out on your little balcony if you have one and put them out there. You put half a dozen, maybe more, nice 5-gallon buckets out there and have your own food supply. Guess what? If you do kale, which is a phenomenal, nutritious, easy-to-grow leafy vegetable like a lettuce, you can bring those plants inside in the winter, as soon as October comes and everything's harvested, you just bring those kale plants in and put them under a little fluorescent light. But you got food all winter. I've done it. It's awesome. Feed yourself fresh, leafy vegetables all week, all throughout the winter. Doesn't cost you anything. Okay, so what's it worth to not have to go to the store and find the shelves empty? And if there is something, it's maybe old, stale, short supply, high priced, etc. So not too late. Get your food going. If, you know, a couple weeks from now, it may be a little late in the year to get going, but there's still time. So I want to urge people to boycott the mask stores and support the no-mask stores. This is a bigger battle than just the mask, and I hope that people see that. I'm pretty sure people listening to this that are steady followers are going to understand what I'm saying. There's a bigger agenda going on here. I mean, the power brokers even say it. They say, hey, we need the emergency to cause change. Sometimes the emergency is good because then we can run through our other agendas. Social this and transportation that and, you know, all the things that are command and control over our lives and our property. So we'll give you an update. I was trying to see if there was something else here I wanted to mention to y'all before I check out. Just focus on the food for now. And I'll get back to you later today with some political stuff. But I thought it was important as it's getting late in the spring here to get your stuff in the ground and get yourself a food supply. I mean, food's going to be the most, I mean, it is all, anyway, the most important thing that we have. So when your food is clean and grown by your own hand, it's very rewarding both financially and spiritually. And you know what you got. You know what you fed to the plant. You know if what was sprayed on it or not sprayed on it. You know, so keeps a good handle on your food supply. Ah, of course, the most important thing that I want to mention every broadcast from here on in, and I urge people to support a product and a business, a family-owned business that supports what I do, what we do, and has really made a difference in many people's lives, both directly and indirectly. Directly, like getting people off of, you know, set up charges by the government, patriot people that are stuck in this prison cell or a psychiatric ward, and they're being held there for their political beliefs. This family business has stepped up and come through. They also have a phenomenal product. I wouldn't mention it if they didn't. Okay, so drum roll, please. It's Pruitt's Tree Resin. Okay, I'd like you to go check out the website, Pruitt's, P-R-U-I-T-T-S. It's Pruitt's, once again, P-R-U-I-T-T-S, Pruitt's Tree Resin. It's a phenomenal product. I can't tell you enough about this product. A couple of little anecdotal feedback I got from people that I know very well. One woman who's a reporter called and said that she used it for an inner ear infection and an eye infection on one of her children, trying to avoid the doctor and all the chemicals. Within 3 days, it was all cleared up. So you can use it topically or internally, and it's Pruitt's Tree Resin, which is ancient tree resin extracted. It's basically the sap that comes from a tree, kind of similar to like a maple syrup, but it's, you know, it's not sweet tasting. It's a little bit more on the bitter side, but it's phenomenal. It's one of the most powerful antifungal antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial, antimycotoxin, antipathogen. It's literally God's miracle, right from nature, and almost no refining going on. They have several different products. They have a tree resin pure that's extremely thick and sticky, and that's for hardcore, you know, if you had a bullet wound or something or a major laceration, you could use that, and it would get that, the process, it would seal it up and get the healing process going, kill any biological activity that might cause an infection. Then they have a drinkable resin that's mixed with coconut oil and olive oil, and you drip, put a few drops of that in with your juice or your tea. And then they have one that's in a triple refined petroleum jelly, which is like a very high quality, highly refined Vaseline kind of a base. So it's kind of more like a cream, like a Vaseline. And that's really good. One of the guys I worked with had a toothache, a really bad impacted tooth. He took some of the resin in the triple refined petroleum jelly, and he put it, packed it right into his tooth because it's kind of thick, you know, it's jelly-like. He packed it in there. He said for the first time in months, he went all day with no pain on his tooth. And by the way, the dentists have been closed recently. One of the senior citizens I know locally could not get in to see a dentist to have her broken tooth repaired, and now it's infected and she has to go to the surgeon. So people don't, when this shutdown comes again, and I do believe they have this another one planned for the future, what are you going to do if you have to go to a dentist? You're going to have big trouble if you don't take care of your body. So start with a good food supply. Get your plants in the ground. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer. Go to PruittsTreeResin.com, and we'll catch you on the rebound.